Track 61. Unit 9. Listening 2. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Hi, I'm Sally Hurst, and I've just got back from Arizona, where I spent 2 weeks in the Superstition Mountain Range near Phoenix. It's an area known to many people for its luxury golf courses, and those who can afford it go there to play golf in a desert setting. But it also attracts the enthusiasts of more energetic outdoor activities, like rock climbing or mountain biking. And I was lucky enough to go hiking when I was there. There are miles of paths, and the scenery is absolutely spectacular. It's a bit hot there, though, isn't it? Some of my friends have asked. Well, it depends when you go. It's early spring now, of course, and that's fine. Winter and autumn are also okay, but I certainly wouldn't advise going there in summer, whatever the reason for your visit. Temperatures can reach up to 45 degrees or more, and that's far too hot for me. The main reason I went there was to research some of the legends and mysteries of the area for a forthcoming radio documentary. The very origin of the name, Superstition Mountains, is itself a bit of a mystery. One theory says they were given their name by 16th century Spanish settlers, some of whom inexplicably vanished when they went exploring there. But the more likely explanation is that it came about in the 19th century, when it was discovered that the local Pima Indians were frightened of the mountains. Farmers in the area attributed this fear to superstition, and they decided to give that name first to one mountain and then the whole range. Perhaps the most talked about mystery in the area is that of the so-called Lost Dutchman's Mine, which is supposedly somewhere in the Superstition Mountains. Far from being Dutch, the owner of the gold mine in question, Jacob Volz, was actually German, or Deutsch in his native language. Volz arrived in the United States in November 1839 and spent virtually all his life there prospecting for gold, firstly in North Carolina, then Georgia, California, and finally Arizona. When he passed away in October 1891, he took the secret of his mine with him to his grave. You see, apparently, Volz had found what was believed by some to be the richest gold mine in the world. But he didn't tell anyone where it was, and it's a mystery which remains unsolved to this day. According to one estimate in 1977, up to 8,000 people a year tried to locate the mine. And even today, despite the ban on mineral prospecting in 1983, many people still head for the region to see if they can find it. Volz left a few clues, but they weren't particularly helpful. In one of them, for example, he says, "The rays of the setting sun shine into the entrance of my mine," but that could be just about anywhere. I did a lot of my research for the documentary in a museum, the Superstition Mountain Museum. It's full of information on the Lost Dutchman's Mine, including a whole collection of maps which are thought to show its location. Not that that's been of any use to anyone, so far anyway. And I saw another exhibit on the mine in a museum in nearby Goldfield. Now, Goldfield was a prosperous mining town at the end of the 19th century, but when the gold ran out, everyone left, and now it's a ghost town. It's become a popular tourist attraction as well, of course, with museums, rides and shows, but it's still quite impressive nevertheless. Now, you may have seen a film that was made in 1949 about the Lost Dutchman's Mine, entitled Lust for Gold, starring Glenn Ford in the role of Jacob Volz. But here's another piece of trivia for you. In 1960, actor Walter Brennan recorded a song on the subject called Dutchman's Gold. Now, I bet you didn't know that, did you? Well, you do now, and we're going to play it to you right after the news. To be honest, Walter Brennan talks his way through it.